Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM. Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Yeah, today we're talking again the use case about why we all need a donkey. Because tonight, the petrol price is going up. R1.21 per litre for 93 and 95. Diesel is going up by R6 and R19. Paraffin is going up by 64 cents. Gas is going up by 41 cents. Want alles is op, op, op.
Alles is op, op, op. En daar is natuurlijk verskeie redes hoekom die petrolprys opgaan. And first thing a lot of people can jump to the conclusion is that the fuel levy is being put up, and that's why we're paying more. But actually, the fuel levy hasn't been put up since 2021.
Yeah, the fuel levy has stayed exactly where it is. We had the budget speech a couple of weeks ago. We've covered extensively on the show. Every time there's a fuel price increase, we seem to have this conversation. We pay a lot for levies and so on, for the road accident fund and for all those sorts of things. We pay much more than our neighboring countries, for example. We are beholden to the oil price. We're beholden to the exchange rate. All of those things we've covered quite a lot. But something we wanted to talk about today, every time this happens, every time petrol jumps by like a buck or more, I see conversations all over social media, people going, why can't we get cheaper petrol from Sasol? Sasol used to make petrol out of coal. We had this technology, and why are we not using it? So, Marlene, why are we not using it?
Can I just say, if I had R5, literally, I'm even going with R5. When we were grade 2, R5 was a lot. But look, if I had R5 for everyone, every time someone asked me this question, I promise you, I would be a billionaire. So I'm very
afford about
happy
3 liters of petrol at the moment.
So today, I also understand this. So there are two reasons, right, why we do this. So firstly, because Sasol competes on a global market, right? So the moment that you participate in a global market, the price of anything in that market is the price that was set up there. So we spoke to Chris Armse from Sequoia Capital Managers, and he explains this to us by looking at something like maize, right? And the price thereof is determined in Chicago.
Take, for instance, a farmer in Delmas. If he sells his white corn either here or in foreign markets, he will get the Chicago price. So that's the given price for you. The same with Sasol. They're only a producer, so they will get the world price.
So that's basically it. That is something that we cannot get away from. But also, what he says, what we have to keep in mind, Sasol only gives us between 10 and 15% of the fuel that we buy in South Africa. And they cannot meet the demand that there will be if they are much lower than other companies.
So,
I just don't understand. Or not, I don't understand. We don't have a choice. We have, it's not something that you can say is a luxury. Jy moet petrol in jou kar gooi om by die werk uit te kom sodat jy die petrol kan bekostig wat jy by die werk gaan kry sodat jy kan geld maak om die petrol te bekostig. It's just this like hamster wheel that I think a lot of South Africans are on currently, me included.
Yeah, and again, it's that thing of, you know, if it goes up for us getting to and from work and taking the kids to school and buying the groceries and all that kind of stuff, it gets more expensive to get the groceries into the shop. Mm. It gets, you know, it's that cycle of everything at the moment. So R21 up, R06 for diesel. Did you also have that bit, though, where Sasol says, no, we can't do it for cheaper because the global price is the global price? Like, I understand that the global price is the global price, but also, simultaneously, I want to be like, Maruko.
But then also, one of the things that we also spoke about when I was speaking to Chris is, if you want it to be less, you'd also need a government subsidy. So it can be less. They can make Sasol fuel lower if they get a subsidy from government.
Because you see, that would be making up the difference in the price that you would be getting. So at the end of the day, the price is still the price. But again, I'm going to ask that question, hoekom? And I mean, I understand the answer. It's because why would you sell something here for 10 bucks if I can get 12 rand over there? You know, that's the way it works. But that's that whole argument about like, well, maybe we should just like do this ourselves. Maybe we should just do this for ourselves and say we're not sending anywhere elsewhere. But now you're talking about politics and socialism and nationalization, and it's a very complicated conversation.
And even the fact that our neighboring countries pay less than us, it's to do with labor. It's to do with the fact that we are one of the few countries that still have petrol attendants. Yes. So retail also needs to make a profit so they can pay for the petrol that needs to take them to work so that they can also be on the hamster wheel like the rest of us.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, fundamentally, the key is, like, Sasol is going to sell petrol for the price of petrol, and that's not decided in South Africa. And even if they wanted to, they couldn't meet our demand. So basically, those are the two questions we wanted to answer this afternoon. People keep asking every time the fuel price goes up, why can't Sasol fix it? Well, basically, that's why.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.